This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. A rose is a rose? Not really. Some are very picky. Some are super easy. Some are climbing. Some are old-fashioned rugosas. Then there are David Austin roses. For almost 60 years, David Austin has been breeding his literary English roses. Named after writers and characters in books, these roses are stunning. Most are many-petaled with repeat flowering blooms and rich fragrance. There are now over 200 rose varieties bred by David Austin. That dude's busy. Most of them are hardy to zone 4. Stop by my website to learn more and see his gardens based in Shropshire, England, where the roses are bred and then grown in the U.S. New for 2022 is Silas Marner, named after the kind-hearted character in George Eliot's classic novel. The shrub grows 3.5 feet tall by 4.5 feet wide, with soft pink flowers that fade to pale pink at the edges. It's a repeat bloomer. This rose will work perfectly in light shade to full sun. See it on GardenBite.com. Another 2022 introduction is The Country Parson, named after James Woodford's diary, The Diary of a Country Parson. I've been binge-watching an older show called Outlander, where many of the characters are Scottish Highlanders. The Country Parson Rose is a descendant of a Scottish rose. Described as a pretty yet feisty rose, the flowers open as medium-large, almost flat rosettes of pure yellow. The scent is fruity, with notes of sweet apricot, green apple, and honey. The shrub grows 3.5 by 3.5 feet. It produces blooms from June through to the first frosts. See it on my website. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.